blow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
The Rough Melville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Melville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Wednesday, September 17th, 2014, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thanks for joining us here live and direct from Rolla J Studios in beautiful Potland, Oregon, the headquarters for OMES. That's what I'm calling it now, OMES, the Oregon Marijuana Election Shenanigans Stoppers. Because, you know, you can't really do this kind of work unless you have a handy acronym, right? So, OMES. And I raised $2,000 over the weekend for open records request fees and other expenses having to do with our investigation into the possibility and likely probability that federal and state anti-drug tax grant money was used illegally to campaign against not only marijuana legalization this year in the form of Measure 91 through the hosting and promotion of so-called educational tours featuring nothing but people who are against marijuana legalization, but also campaigning against Measure 80 in 2012 when their summit was entirely political in nature. We asked for $2,000. We're now over $2,100 as people continue to donate at GoFundMe.com/FightSabet. So if you're interested in contributing, that'll help with our fees as well as paying for gas and trips to follow Kevin Sabet when he gets to this state. We're going to follow him around and stream live from every location he ends up speaking. If he's going to get honorarium money to campaign against our initiative, we're going to be there to catalog it and question him on it. And speaking of tours across the state of Oregon, it was just announced today by the Measure 91 campaign that Rick Steves, the travel guru who helped bankroll and promote I-502 in Washington State, will be barnstorming for a week here in Oregon starting in the second week of October. So the week after the anti-guys do their barnstorming, we'll have Rick Steves in here, not on public money, but actually through private contributions and his own funds. We'll be promoting Measure 91 through his travel as a political act speech. You can check out the tour information at voteyeson91.com/Rick Steves. All right, on the show today, Herb Thrasher is back from the Boston Freedom Rally, and we've unloaded and decoded all of his videos from the 25th Annual Freedom Rally on the Boston Common. Today, we're going to be bringing you his videos featuring Danny Danko, Far Out Magazine, Jack Cole from Leap, Keith Stropp and Rick Cusick counting down 420, and Mike Crawford, Cannavest, and Steve Bloom and a great reggae man. Also, we've got a new video from Steve Burke, a parody of Grease's You're the One That I Want to support Florida's Question 2 for medical marijuana. And joining us live at 3:30, we have got Dave Rines and Morgan from the Marijuana Business Association up in Washington State. They're calling in to talk about a Bellevue job fair they'll be putting on soon. If you want to get a job in the marijuana industry, you want to listen to this interview coming up at the half past mark of this hour. Also, we got one more of our interviews from the International Cannabis Business Conference. Luca Fryer from Slovenia came to Portland, Oregon to try to promote his company here in the United States. We got that coming up as well right after the 420 radio news. And in the headlines today, Colorado launches a Consume Responsibly campaign. The anti-forces in D.C. have a committee together. The House passes a bill against welfare for marijuana. The NFL adjusts its pot policies. And a dealer poaching customers in Seattle. All that coming up next on the Russ Melville Show.
You're tuned into the Russ Melville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio, the activist radio station.
Mike Schwab is a former middle school science and math teacher. Currently, he works with children daily as an after-school program leader.
Currently, kids have easy access to marijuana with little understanding of its impact. We can take better care of our kids through Measure 91 with strict regulations and funding for proven marijuana education and prevention programs to keep kids from using it. Under our current marijuana laws, one mistake can ruin a life. Measure 91 removes unfairly harsh punishment for marijuana offenses and gets more tax money to local police and drug prevention. Vote yes on 91.
Jorge Cervantes TV, replaying Thursdays at 1 Pacific on...
Hi, I'm Richard Harris. I'm the former director of Addictions and Mental Health for the state of Oregon. Drug treatment and prevention are woefully underfunded right now. Measure 91 will better fund drug treatment and prevention programs. Marijuana isn't going anywhere. We're not stopping it with the war on drugs. You have to remember that marijuana is a pretty benign drug. It doesn't have the usual dependency features of, say, heroin or alcohol abuse. Now, marijuana feeds drug cartels and fuels violence. We can crack down on that. Take the money from drug cartels and, by the law, spend it on law enforcement, treatment, and education. Criminalizing marijuana is just no way to solve the problem. That's why treatment people like me are supporting Measure 91.
It's time for the 420 Radio News, covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Transcripts of 420 Radio News are available daily on our website at 420radio.org. Now, here's Russ Belville with your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
This is your 420 Radio News for Wednesday, September 17th, 2014. Marijuana Legalization Group launches Consume Responsibly campaign from the Washington Post. The Marijuana Policy Project, which played a significant role in helping to pass legalization in Colorado, is launching a $75,000 public education campaign to counter what Communications Director Mason Tvert describes in a statement as decades of, quote, exaggeration, fear-mongering, and condescension, end quote. The campaign will launch at noon in Denver, Colorado, in front of a billboard aimed at tourists that reads, quote, "Don't let a candy bar ruin your vacation," end quote. Because many people have more experience smoking marijuana than consuming it in edible form, and because the high is slower to take hold with edibles, it can prove hard for users to self-regulate, as was the case for New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd. Quote, "I was panting and paranoid, sure that when the room service waiter knocked and I didn't answer, he'd call the police and have me arrested for being unable to handle my candy," end quote, she wrote in a June column that was ridiculed by legal pot advocates at the time. The campaign will feature print ads, online ads, and literature to be distributed at retail locations urging responsible consumption and directing people to consumeresponsibly.org. Two is enough. D.C. forms to oppose marijuana legalization efforts in the district, from the Washington Post. A group has formed to combat the legalization of marijuana in the District of Columbia, an issue residents will vote on this fall. Two is enough. D.C. is, quote, "a movement by a diverse group of Washingtonians," end quote, to fight, quote, "the scourge of a third legal recreational drug," end quote, along alcohol and tobacco in the district. Founder Will Jones III announced at a news conference Wednesday morning. Jones challenged Adam Eidinger, campaign chairman for the pro-legalization DC cannabis campaign, to a public debate. The most high-profile speaker at Wednesday's news conference was former Congressman Patrick Kennedy, who once crashed his convertible into a concrete barrier at the Capitol while under the influence of prescription drugs. Kennedy chairs Project SAM, a national organization formed to combat legalization measures across the country. Jones, a 24-year-old Maryland native, said his group has been supported by Project SAM but received no financial pledges from Kennedy's organization or any other, quote, "big money," end quote. House passes bill to prevent using welfare benefits at marijuana stores, from thehill.com. The House late Tuesday passed a bill to prevent people from using welfare benefit cards at stores that sell marijuana. Passed by voice vote, the measure, sponsored by Representative Dave Reichert of Washington, titled "Preserving Welfare for Needs Not Weed Act," would also ban withdrawing welfare cash at ATMs in stores that sell the drug. Washington is among the states that currently allows the sale of legalized marijuana. The NFL's hazy logic on marijuana from The Atlantic. According to reports, the league and its players have agreed in principle to liberalize the NFL's marijuana policy. Under the new rules, players will still be screened and punished for using marijuana, which remains a designated substance of abuse, akin to cocaine. However, pot-induced suspensions and banishments will require a higher number of failed tests than other substances, and the threshold for a positive marijuana test, how much of the drug needs to be in a player's urine to trigger a red flag, will more than double from 15 nanograms to 35 nanograms, though remain lower than thresholds used by Major League Baseball, 50 nanograms, and the World Anti-Doping Agency, 150 nanograms. Dealer poaching customers at Cannabis City, Seattle's only state-licensed pot store, from the Seattle Times. Police say a man dealing marijuana out of the back of his Buick has been trying to poach customers from Seattle's only licensed recreational pot shop. Staff at Cannabis City called officers on Saturday night after they said the man threatened to, quote, stomp, end quote, a worker who confronted him. Employees told the officers they had seen the man several times before, giving out business cards to customers waiting in line to buy legal, taxed cannabis at the store. The police department said on its online blotter Monday that the man left before officers arrived. They didn't find him or his vehicle. The state's voters legalized marijuana possession by adults over 21 in 2012, but it remains illegal to sell it without a state license. This has been your 420 Radio News for Wednesday, September 17th, 2014. I'm Russ Belville. Radio, the home of marijuana experts.
There's so much I worry about as a mom. Stephen Harper thinks that organized crime should continue to profit from marijuana prohibition. Imagine regulating marijuana like alcohol and cigarettes with a strong and clear educational message, making it more difficult for my kids and your kids to access. Drug dealers don't ask for ID. Stephen Harper does not have the kind of judgment we need to protect our children, authorized by the normal.
Despite strong public support for medical cannabis, decriminalization, and legalization in Georgia, the state spends $121 million every year to arrest, prosecute, and imprison Georgians for simple possession. Each year, the state of Georgia spends less on driver services, agriculture, and forestry combined. What else can $121 million a year do in Georgia? With that much money, the state could hire and keep 3,000 more teachers, improve roads and bridges, provide tax relief for small businesses, repair aging sewage systems, or lower taxes. But right now, that's millions of dollars of your tax money wasted on failed enforcement. Tell your representative you're tired of wasteful spending and ask them to end cannabis prohibition. Join the conversation at www.peachtreenormal.org. Peachtree Normal is a proud affiliate of Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws.
Mark Twain once said that when there's a gold rush, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business. Today, we look at the rapidly evolving markets in the marijuana green rush in our Cannabusiness Chronicles. That's Cass Haley with his cover of the Police classic, Walking on the Moon. You're listening to 420 Radio's coverage of the International Cannabis Business Conference, Day 2. I'm Radical Russ, and joining us here at the desk, we have Luca Fryer, who's the founder, and is it patron or patron?
Patron.
Patron, okay. Professional wax oil and paste system. Luca, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us what you're involved with. Obviously, wax, oil, and paste, but in what respect?
What we do is a special system that distributes your oils and waxes in a professional manner. It's the only super precise system in the world at the moment that works perfectly with both waxes and pastes and oils, of course. We have a heated system that can heat up the content so the waxes become fluid, and we can dispense them with extreme precision.
Oh, okay. So this is taking your concentrates and being able to dole them out in, say, a 1 milligram or 2 milligram or some measurement.
Yeah, actually, it goes all the way down to 0.01 milliliter.
Oh, wow.
Is the unit on the scale. So We achieved that by a special thread design.
Okay.
Which, let's keep it a secret.
Okay.
It's better like that. And what we do, what you can do with it is you can actually distribute really tiny amounts when we're speaking about special patients like children maybe or new sure. patients, the cancer patients who never met cannabis and its effects before. So there are problems with trust issues, I sure. think, when patients are trying new stuff and you say, just take a grain of rice, and they will say, okay, which rice? Basmati
long
rice, long grain, the short grain, and
quinoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this would, yeah, I imagine this also would be something of use to those who are making infused products like, you know, cookies or muffins or whatever they might make to get an exact amount.
Exact amount when they want to dose their edibles, when they want to know exactly how much they put in them. Yeah, that's the perfect solution for them.
You know, I know when I'm dealing with these kind of products, one of the side effects is how sticky they are. You have very sticky mm-hmm. oils and mm-hmm. such. How do you deal with that?
Well, we deal with that. Also, I made a solution for that as well. So when you got big quantities of oils and waxes, you actually never have to touch them again.
Oh.
So they keep contained within the contained environment. They're distributed in a way that never, they never come in touch with air, so they're in a sealed environment, I could say.
Okay. Is this something that is going to require the user to be able to disassemble, clean, assemble anything?
Yeah, basically it works so that the medicine producers fill the cartridges.
Okay.
Which are then used for distributing. Then what I did is I made two devices that distribute this. Substances. So what you need to do is you need to purchase your medicine in a cartridge, and then you buy the system from the dispensary as well. So you use those two together.
Okay.
And yeah.
We're speaking with Luca Fryer from Patron Dispenser, professional wax, oil, and paste system. You can find more at patrondispenser.com. And Luca, I recognize there's an accent here from America, from Europe?
Slovenia, South Europe. Yeah, we came here to present our products on the U.S. market, which we think is the most appropriate for what we are doing. Basically, it all comes from Mr. Rick Simpson, all this knowledge,
sure.
who actually lives very close to us now, and he's doing all these conferences, educating the people in Eastern Europe, let's say like that.
So you've been able to distribute this product in Europe so far?
We're actually just coming out. We're coming on the market in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm here to do the premiere, the presentation. And we start, first deliveries are coming out in 2 weeks.
Well, that's great to hear. I've had friends have gone to Prague, gone to other places in Eastern Europe, and said that there's varying levels of tolerance for cannabis and its users. How are things where you're from, and how do you see things changing out there as we're legalizing here in America?
Well, what we have is we just tried to get that thing legalized, the medical part of marijuana business. Mm-hmm. And what we succeeded is we raised the double amount of signatures from people who endorsed our effort. But what government actually did is they just transformed it in a way that now the pharmaceutical companies can supply CBD and THC medicines, but weed is still illegal and all the natural procedures are still illegal. So what we are waiting for now is hopefully we're going to get a new legislation which will be European-wide and would cover all the European countries, and they would like to do it in a way that Spain did it,
mm-hmm.
which is through cannabis clubs, yeah, and that would work, I think, for us.
I think that's what I've been seeing in Europe. My friend Jorge Cervantes out there in Barcelona has reported from these cannabis clubs. It seems that there's at least that tolerance there. And it's great to see this expansion happening, that European marketing and companies are coming to America to want to get involved with this market. And I think there's this cross-pollination in ideas of how to do this and how to legalize it. I'm really glad to see happening. The company is patrondispenser.com. You can find out more. Luca Fryer here presenting at the International Cannabis Business Conference. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Look for our products. I hope they'll be soon in your dispensary, and I hope
unbelievable.
I gotta agree, Simon Cowell. Accurate measurement for oil, wax, butter, shatter, paste, whatever the hell you want to call it. That's a great idea. Luca Fryer there from PatronDispenser.com. Although, I don't know about the name Patron Dispenser because it makes it sound like you're going to dispense Patron. We'll work with them on that. Maybe it's a cultural thing. It's 420 in Denver, Colorado. When we come back, Danny Danko from the Boston Freedom Rally with Herb Thrasher.
420 Radio. Fighting prohibition since 2012. At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio. 420radio.org is proud to replay Drug Truth Network, Century of Lies, with Dean Becker from Houston, Texas. Pioneering marijuana radio activist Dean Becker continues his illustrious career, interviewing reform luminaries on his Century of Lies and Cultural Baggage shows from Pacifica's KPFT in Houston. Catch the replays Monday at 11 Pacific on 420radio.org. Are you a hypocrite? If you live a closeted cannabis lifestyle, you are. Read about seven people living a closeted cannabis lifestyle who are on the verge of coming out in The Hypocrites by Mara K. Eaton. Available at areyouahypocrite.net. You can purchase the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, also available on iTunes. Check out Mara K. Eaton on Facebook as well. Learn more at areyouahypocrite.net. The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life, conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult marijuana prohibition in our Cannabis Community Chat.
This magazine, get active. Danny Danko. Hey, Boston. I love this place. I grew up here. And you guys have really come a long way. You've done some amazing things, and there's still a long way to go, but it's incredible. We need to celebrate all of the successes that have happened. And as we celebrate, not forget that there's still a war going on. There's still prisoners that are nonviolent, that are locked away for marijuana offenses. And there's still people's families being torn apart. All these things are still happening. So with all of the progress, we still have a long way to go, and I hope you guys understand that. I hope you guys also know that you need to vote, because if all the people who consume cannabis and all the people who have people in their lives, relatives and friends that consume cannabis, if all of them voted, we wouldn't have to be here right now. This would be way over. The war on pot is a war on us, and if we sit back and don't vote and don't participate in our communities, don't speak out to our children's teachers, to our grandparents, all the people who need to know that marijuana is not a threat. Not only that, it's a medicine. And even if you don't use it for medicine, it's still a wonderful thing. So there's nothing to fear. The police should not fear marijuana users or marijuana in general. And we really need to get out there and change people's minds. Another thing I hear a lot is people are afraid now that legalization is well underway. People think that all the big money interests and all these companies like Monsanto are going to somehow pollute marijuana, use engineering to mess it all up. Well, that can't happen if we, as a community, keep them out. We don't need them. They need us. And on top of that, everyone's afraid of Monsanto, afraid of Marlboro and all these companies. But you have a right to grow your own. And if you grow your own, there's nothing they can do to you. You can grow, here in Massachusetts, you can grow 10 ounces as a 2-month supply. That's more than an ounce a week that you can grow for yourself if you have your medical card. Now, I don't know about you, but an ounce a week is a lot of pot. And you're producing it for pennies. Pennies comparatively to what you would pay, $50 or $40 an eighth. You're producing it for pennies. So you can share it with your friends. You can give it away to people who can't afford it. patients that need it. You know, anybody. That's why I call my podcast Free Weed, is because in the absence of prohibition, marijuana is worthless. And I don't mean worthless in a bad way. I just mean that most of the cost of the production of marijuana is in the risk. So when you don't have the risk, you don't have to pay that extra black market cost. And if you produce it yourself, like I said, it's worth so much less than what you would pay at even the most excellent dispensary is still trying to cover costs and pay taxes and all those things. You don't need to worry about that when you grow your own. So always remember, there's nothing to fear from Monsanto, and all these conspiracies are total bullshit if you can grow your own, which you can and you should. And High Times is, you know, one of those places you can go to for information. There's lots of information online. You can come to a cannabis cup. There's lots of events now all throughout the year. And get the information, share it with your friends, grow your own, share it with your friends, and just remember, we have a long way to go. This war isn't over until the prisoners of the war are released from jail. So all nonviolent pot prisoners, whether we know their name like Eddie Lepp, or whether we don't know their name like the hundreds and thousands of other ones that are out there, need to be free before I call this war over. And just remember, we're a community, not an industry. We're a community first. We are an industry, but we're a community first, and that's who's in control, us. We self-regulate this thing. So don't be afraid of the outside money or the outside influences or pharmaceutical companies or tobacco or alcohol companies. They're meaningless. We run this thing. You run this thing. So keep that in mind. Free weed, free the prisoners. Thank you, Boston.
Thrasher here at the 25th annual Boston Freedom Rally, standing here with Bill from Far Out Magazine. Bill, man, this is a great event. It's been going on for so many years. How are you doing today, buddy?
We're doing great. Weather's giving us a break. It's a nice turnout. We always come for the last 6 years. Get a great location, great people. Can't go wrong.
That's
everybody
awesome.
Come here.
Yeah, no, it's great. This is a great event. So glad to be here. And you have Far Out Magazine. It's been going forever. You've been supporting the East Coast, Maine, and all of the growing cannabis industry. Talk about that magazine for a second.
Well, we started with Far Out Magazine when I stopped working for the mainstream press. Happy to do that for a number of years. We now roll that over to Far Out Inside the Patient Handbook. That allows us to promote medical marijuana, patients' rights, legalization effort in the Northeast, and we hope to see the laws change for legalization.
Bill, you also just mentioned the patient's handbook. Talk about that for a second.
Yep. Well, the patient handbook has been going out for almost 5 years now. It has a directory in the back to help patients locate caregivers, you know, providers, grow stores. We tell patients about what strains might be good for their conditions and how to medicate. A lot of times it's patient 101, where a lot of patients are just getting into this. They don't know how to medicate or how to do things correctly. We're trying to help educate them. And free magazine, we're just happy to help.
Right on. Do you find Bostonians being receptive to this new growth in the industry here on the East Coast?
Well, they've finally come to their senses. We're happy to have them join us.
Right on. So Far Out Magazine's based out of Maine?
That's correct.
Right on. So you guys are still doing festivals. I know you guys did a lot of festivals. A lot of people used to come and hang out with Far Out Magazine. Still busy?
Very busy. Since it's actually grown the last 2 years. We actually doubled our circulation, so we can't complain.
All right. You guys got a Facebook page and a website?
We're going to have a new Facebook page, hopefully by the 1st of October.
All right. So all you East Coast patients out here and freedom lovers, you guys look up Far Out Magazine and the Patient's Handbook. Standing here with Bill. Bill, take care. I hope you have a great 25th annual Boston Freedom Rally, buddy.
Take care.
Far Out Magazine.
Yeah, exactly. 420 Radio, your ticket to the Boston Freedom Rally. The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, treat law enforcement with respect and stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all of my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak with my attorney." Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at omarfigueroa.com.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs, we've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter.
Activism begins with ACT. The Russ Belleville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
Welcome back, everyone. 31 after the hour, and we are joined on the telephone by Dave Rines from the Marijuana Business Association up there in Pacific Northwest, capital of cannabis, Seattle. How you doing, Dave?
I'm great. Russ, you actually have me and Morgan, so we're going to double team you today.
Hey, Russ.
Well, that's the best offer I've had all week. Nice to hear from you, Morgan. Nice to hear from you, Dave. And, of course, we're always glad to hear from the Marijuana Business Association, who have been sponsors of the Russ Belleville Show here for a few months now, and couldn't do it without you guys. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure and honor to be associated with you, Russ.
Yeah, thank you, Russ.
You know, I'm glad that this fair that we're going to talk about came across and this interview was scheduled for today, because I was just reading a story out of The Cannabist in Colorado about a job fair they were having, and one of the things The Cannabist was pointing out was how there were far fewer people attending this one than there was the one prior. And I would probably attribute that maybe because there wasn't enough notice about the thing, because there's certainly a lot of people looking for cannabis jobs. Tell us about this fair you've got coming up.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, thank you. The job fair is in a couple of Saturdays. So it's on September the 27th in Bellevue, Washington, which is on the east side of Seattle, at the Red Lion Hotel. And it's sponsored in part by WeedHire.com, which is a totally marijuana-focused career board, job center, and so that's pretty exciting. And then we have a whole host of sponsors who are also, in most cases, employers looking for talent. And those folks range from vape pen manufacturer Iconic, so we're excited to have them, to Viridian Sciences, which is a software, FAP-based software service. We have Blue Line Protection. We have Eden Labs. We have RMMC Consulting. We have retailers like Mary Jane's, Highway Pot Shop. We have Solstice, one of the big growers out here. We have Green Staffing Solutions. We have CTI, which is a training organization. We have Eden Labs. All of these guys are looking for talent and also helping to shape the industry.
Yeah, you know, this is something that I've noticed in the few business type events that I've been at recently, is I want to make some sort of little joke about green collar jobs, but it's such a broad industry. There's no one kind of job. This is everything from trimmers getting their fingers sticky all the way to people with math and science degrees working at laboratories. So, Morgan, give us your impression on this and how broad and diverse this job market is, and what the people attending it might want to bring to be prepared for this new industry.
Well, obviously they want to bring their resumes. That's always a good start. There's so many different jobs available out there, like even contract attorneys. In the new industry, it's basically taking a regular job and painting it with a marijuana twist, which means it's wide open. Almost any regular job can be turned into something in the marijuana industry.
Yeah, and as far as the employers go, obviously they're in need of employees. And as far as their hiring practices go, one of the things that I've always found frustrating when I was in the job market was drug testing. And is there any word on these industries and their whether or not they are employing drug testing?
You know, that's interesting, Russ, that you say that. We had our monthly meetup in Seattle last night at Magical Butter Studios, and I was talking to Kara Bradford from Viridian Staffing about this issue. And, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. You have everything from progressive employers who don't do any drug screening to many who do but don't really test for THC to those cannabis businesses that do test for drugs, including THC. So it's really the full spectrum of responses, and a lot of it has to do with insurance and compliance and risk management.
You know, those are a lot of the angles in this new industry that we have to explore. It's as far as employers go, maybe they would want to be not issuing these kind of drug tests. But then there's the insurance industry and the banking industry and all these other fingers in the pie, so to speak, as far as how businesses are run. What sort of progress has MJBA been able to make as far as regulations, legislation, or business practices in Washington State to address some of those issues?
Well, you know, we're not a political organization by design. What we try to do is empower our constituent members. We're a member-driven organization, so we have as our members a full spectrum of political views. So we're kind of like bikers from my rock and roll days, where when we throw an event, we tell people to check their colors at the door. But what we are trying to establish are best business practices, and those include things like fair wages. Those include things like decent, work environments. Those include things like hiring practices that account for the full spectrum of our population, young and old, and women and minorities all included. So we have members like A.C. Braddock, the CEO of Eben Labs, one of our core sponsors here, and a founding member of the Women's Alliance, and she stands up and talks about the need for us to establish a higher standard of hiring and employment, and that begins at Eden Labs with everyone making more than minimum wage, and they'll be there, and they are hiring, so she's going to get up on stage and talk to us just about that. But we're more from a voluntary, practices more than a legislative mandate.
We're speaking with Dave and Morgan from the Marijuana Business Association up in Seattle, Washington. You can check out more information at mjba.net. And we're speaking about the job fair they're hosting in just a couple of Saturdays up in Bellevue, Washington at the Red Lion. You can get all the details up at the website. And we've got a live question from our chat room. And one of our listeners would like to know whether or not Washington cannabis businesses are able to get workers' compensation insurance.
Certainly they can, and we will have representatives from the insurance industry there. There's quite a bit of activity, and there are a number of folks from Canna Risk Insurance. We have folks like Cornerstone Financial Group who are members. We have a new group called Green Stripe that's made up of some independent agents out here. There are quite a few people who are providing the full spectrum. We even have folks who are offering loans, mortgage-based loans and retail solutions. All these things we're doing in real time at our meetups. We're going to have a meetup on Thursday. I want to make sure to mention anybody who's going to be in Vancouver, Washington. Viridian Sciences is sponsoring with us a meetup from 6 to 8 at the Vancouver Library. And it just so happens, Russ, I don't know if you know this, but it's Charms U Day, which is CHARMSU. That stands for, I didn't know this, by the way, but the guys at the Viridian Sciences, Justin and Andrew, sent this over. And apparently it is Cannabis Hemp Awareness Responsibility Day.
Oh.
So apparently that means Charms U. I don't know if you know that.
Well, that's good to know. And this is tomorrow in Vancouver, the meetup?
That's tomorrow night in Vancouver, Washington. So for our South Washington friends, right across the river from you, mm-hmm. we're going to have folks from the Columbian there. Morgan, who else is going to be there?
Well, other than the guys from Viridian Sciences, Forever Green Illuminations will be back. Ionic will be on stage. We'll have the Columbian there. And it sounds like the Oregon Public Radio will be streaming live from the event tomorrow from 6 to 8.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic news. And for all our listeners here in Portland, you can make your way across the river and go to the Vancouver Public Library tomorrow night and get to this MJBA meetup, because it's not just about the job fair of maybe wanting to become a worker in the cannabis industry, but if you're interested in the business side and want to get entrepreneurial and start your own business, hooking up with these folks at MJBA is one of the best ways you can do it, because they kind of know everybody. Morgan, you know everybody.
I try. I really do. I get around, but don't tell anybody.
Too late. You're on the Russ Bellville Show.
It's live. Can't do anything about it now. But Morgan, tell folks about the benefits of getting involved with MJBA and how this helps one in networking and building their brand and business.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, the MJBA provides three main staples that every business person needs to get started, and especially in a new industry where there's not a whole lot of there's not a whole lot of places for people to come together. So we like to provide, the first thing is information and news and networking information that you need to know to grow your business. So you have to know what's going on. Secondarily, we provide the community for people to come together, whether it's a job fair, a meetup, a Women's Alliance gathering, whatever the community event may be, we welcome everybody to participate. Most of our events are free. We welcome people to come in. If they feel like donating $10, great. Become a business member. It's only $250 for the year. And honestly, that gives you the third opportunity, which is opportunity. You know, where else are you going to do transactions and meet the connections? And that would be at those great opportunities would be the events that we have, like Job Fair, for example.
Yeah, everyone that I've been to has been illuminating, and I've gotten a lot of business cards from them. So it's mjba.net to find out about the meetup tomorrow in Vancouver, and then two Saturdays away in Bellevue, they've got a job fair going. Dave and Morgan from MJBA, thanks for being here on the show, and we'll see you very soon.
Thank you so much, Russ, and keep on doing what you're doing, man. Yeah. We love you.
We love you, Russ. Thank you.
I got to do it. I'm not qualified to work at 7-Eleven. They don't like my pee. All right. Thanks, guys. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got more coverage of the Boston Freedom Rally with law enforcement against prohibition's Jack Cole sitting down with Herb Thrasher for an extended interview. You don't want to miss this one. The Russ Bellville Show. We'll be right back.
Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio, freeing your mind 24 hours a day. At Royal Queen Seeds, we've got premium feminized cannabis seeds, including auto-flowering varieties for the medical cannabis user. We've got bulk shipments available and new CBD oil. Plus, we accept payment in Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin, as well as other methods. Check out our website at royalqueenseeds.com for more information. We are located in the Netherlands, and we have online grow experts ready to help you now at royalqueenseeds.com.
One of the most disturbing elements of the Prohibition War is how it's made police the enemy of otherwise law-abiding cannabis consumers. Fortunately, one group of police officers knows the futility of Prohibition and reaches out to educate the community and current law enforcement. Today, the Russ Belville Show visits with another speaker from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition with one clear message. Cops say legalize drugs.
What's up, everyone? Herb Thrasher with 420radio.org. Day two, Sunday morning of the Boston Freedom Rally. Sitting here with one of the cannabis community's finest, LEAP. That's right, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, Mr. Jack Cole. Jack, how you doing this Sunday morning, sir?
Wonderful. What a beautiful day. It couldn't be better. Yesterday, we got a little bit of rain, but even with that, we signed up 640 new members for LEAP. We're going to go over 1,000 today.
That is outstanding. Has to make you really happy to see great turnout like that and then getting to meet so many people. Talk about LEAP for a second and tell everyone what LEAP's all about.
Sure. LEAP is an organization that I co-founded with four other police officers after I retired from 26 years in the New Jersey State Police, 14 years undercover in narcotics. When I retired, I felt really bad about my role in implementing what today I feel is not only a failed war on drugs, but it's far worse, Herb. It's a self-perpetuating, constantly expanding policy disaster. Every year it's worse than it was the year before, and we've been doing it. We've been getting worse now for 44 years, so we're pretty bad by this time. The war on drugs has cost us, of your tax dollars and my tax dollars, over $1.5 trillion during that 44 years. And we are, at the end of this year, we will pass a new plateau. By the end of this year, what we will have to show for our $1.5 trillion is more than 50 million arrests in this country alone for non-violent drug offenders. Just think of that, Herb. 50 million people. This has to stop. So anyway, when I retired, I felt bad about what I'd done, and I sat down with those guys and we created LEAP. On the way to creating it, we did a lot of study, a lot of deep thinking about what should law enforcement really be interested in doing. And when we boiled it down to the essence, we decided that law enforcement should be interested in reducing four things: death, disease, crime, and addiction. And as you know well, all four of those categories are made infinitely worse by the war on drugs. So that definitely wasn't what we want. What we want is reflected in our name, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and that is we want to end drug prohibition around the world today, just like we ended alcohol prohibition in this country in 1933. Because we know the day after we ended that terrible law, Al Capone and all his smuggling buddies were out of business. They were off our streets. They were no longer out there killing each other to control that very lucrative market. They were no longer killing our kids, caught in crossfire, drive-by shootings, all the things we experience today. So we know that if we were to legalize these currently illicit drugs, we could take them out of the hands of the cartels, the criminals, and we could end this terrible gun violence of prohibition.
Absolutely. Sir, you know, one of the
favorite words in the cannabis community is growing. And the cannabis industry has been growing so many years now. And LEAP has been setting up at festivals on the West Coast and on the East Coast. When you're out at these festivals, is your message different on the West Coast, in the East Coast? How is your message today maybe different from when you're at the Seattle Hemp Fest? Or is it different?
It's not different at all. We only have one message, that's to legalize and regulate drugs. And I told you our main reason for that is to end the violence, but there's other fantastically good reasons. We believe, first off, we don't support drug use of any kind unless people are using it for medical purposes. But that doesn't mean that we think anybody should go to prison because they made a choice to use a drug. That should be a choice of any adult, and the police should have nothing to do with that choice, right? So, along with the ending the violence, once we legalize, we can regulate these drugs and we can control them. You know, you can't control or regulate anything while it's illegal. The control and regulation now is in the hands of the criminals. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking mainly about the hard drugs now. Once we legalize them and regulate them, we can end overdose deaths. Nobody has to die of an overdose of these hard drugs. I spent 14 years undercover out there on the streets living with those folks, and I can tell you nobody dies of an overdose because they shoot more and more dope. They die because they simply don't know how much that tiny little package of powder they're buying is really the drug and how much is the cutting agent. Too much drug in there and you're dead. And they don't know what the cutting agent is. Like, for the last year they've been cutting heroin with fentanyl, a drug that's probably 30 times more powerful than heroin, and people are dying right and left for it. The reason they're dying is because there is no regulation on any of these drugs. It was the same thing that happened under alcohol prohibition. Before alcohol prohibition, we regulated the alcohol being produced in this country. Then when we prohibited it, there was no regulation, and suddenly we had 600% increase in people reporting alcohol poisoning in our hospitals because there was no regulation. People were making bathtub gin out of anything. They were even using a wood alcohol instead of grain alcohol, and wood alcohol is a deadly poison. So no matter what you think of these drugs, it's always better to legalize the drugs than to keep them in the state they're in today. Another wonderful thing that can happen when we legalize the drugs is we can stop half of all potential cases of these terrible bloodborne diseases like AIDS and hepatitis C from ever occurring. According to the Centers for Disease Control in our country, 50% of all new cases of AIDS and hepatitis that are reported can be traced directly back to intravenous drug users sharing needles. And of course, if those drugs were legal, they wouldn't have to share those needles. Think of all the lives we could save. We could prevent our children from accessing most of these drugs because our kids for the last 30 years in high school have said it's easier for them to buy illegal drugs than it is to buy beer and cigarettes. And of course, the reason for that is if they go into a legal place where we regulate the sale of alcohol and tobacco, somebody says, hey, you old enough to buy this? Let me see an ID. And you know that doesn't happen down the street corner. So why don't we at least make it as hard for them to buy heroin and cocaine and methamphetamine as it is to buy beer and cigarettes? And the last thing is, if we legalize these drugs, we won't have to arrest next year 1,700,000 people in this country for nonviolent drug offenses, because that's what we do every year. We arrest them and we destroy their lives. And then we sit back when they come out of prison and they don't have an education because we snatched them off the streets when they were young and experimenting with drugs and ruined their education. And they don't have any education now. They're coming out of prison. They've been labeled drug dealers. Nobody will hire them. So there's only one place they can turn to make a living, and that's right back to the drug culture, the very group we say we're trying to save them from.
Absolutely.
So we wouldn't have to do that. We could save $70 billion at least every year, because that's what we spend to continue fighting this war on drugs.
And Herb Thrasher talking with Jack Cole from LEAP. So, sir, you guys, I'm noticing, you know, your logo is the badge. You guys carried this in, and you have a nice, cool little pin. Talk about this pin for a second and tell people how they can get one.
Yeah, anybody that signs up for our email list, this is for our newsletter, gets one of these free badges. And this is what they look like when you're wearing them out. They look good. And they get you in the greatest conversations because you're wearing this badge and people look at it and say, hey, are you a cop? And you say, no, I'm not a cop, but you know, I belong to an organization of over 150,000 police, judges, prosecutors, and supporters. And guess what? They're all calling for the legalization and regulation of all drugs. If that doesn't get a conversation started, I don't know what will.
Absolutely. So tell everyone the website again.
The website is LEAP, for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc. It's like in Charles. That's not com. LEAP.cc. Or if you can't remember that, just put in copsaylegalizeddrugs.org.
Right on. Sounds great. Herb Thrasher here with Sir Jack Cole from LEAP. I thought we would end this interview with a little bit of fun real quick. We know his policies. We know how he feels about cannabis and all this legalization. What's your favorite sports team, sir?
I don't have a favorite
sport. No sports?
I don't follow sports. I don't have time to follow sports.
What about music? What kind of music did you grow up on?
Oh, I grew up on
rock and roll?
Folk music and then rock and roll. And I like the folk music. I'm into a lot of activism, always have been all through my life, and follow a lot of things. You know, we supported the ERA, Equal Rights Amendment, back for women, back when it failed as an amendment. Gay rights, we were against the Vietnam War. I've been doing a lot of activism for all my life, and so I like the folk music because that talks about it.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Well, we thought we'd have a little fun. We always get to hear some of the serious stuff, and we don't get to get sometimes into the person that is Jack Cole from LEAP. All right, Jack, man, I can't tell you, I appreciate everything you guys do. You guys have become a foundation, a staple within this cannabis movement. And I really appreciate you guys sending this message out. I mean, one more question while I'm on it. Do police forces, are they receptive to your message? And yesterday, you know, while I was at it, dude, I got to give the Boston Police Department a huge shout out. I really wasn't expecting to come here and see people smoking and the restraint.
I
had to make
it
feel good yesterday.
Yeah, the only thing I think they did wrong was they came walking their drug dogs through here, and that was just to intimidate people.
It was. I
mean, they didn't make any arrests, I don't believe, but they didn't need to do that. And guess what? I think they probably ruined those two drug dogs. I mean, there was pot everywhere. Those dogs must have been saying, "What is this? What are you doing to us?"
That's exactly right. All right, day two of the Boston Freedom Rally, 25th annual 2014. Look forward to you speaking today.
Yeah, I'm speaking at 3:30 over at the bandstand.
Bandstand stage. All right. Well, you guys definitely please support LEAP. They're a huge staple within our community. Have a very, very, very important message, and we will continue to see LEAP out there doing great things. Sir, have a great day. Appreciate you,
and
keep doing what you do.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's our own Herb Thrasher at the Boston Freedom Rally. His first time out in Boston and first time as a Russ Belville Show correspondent. And did a phenomenal job. So good that we're going to do some more of that coming up here in hour two. We got some walkabout footage, plus the 420 countdown featuring Keith Stropp, the founder of Normal, and Rick Cusick from High Times Magazine on the main stage at the Boston Freedom Rally. If I've got this timed right, their countdown should be kind of close to the real 420 today. So that'll be kind of fun. Also, in our Daily Toker Tunes, Gordon Green's got the day off, but we're going to play that new parody video from Steve Burke for the Florida medical marijuana campaign, parody of Grease's You're the One That I Want. Then more Boston Freedom Rally, Mike Crawford, Canivest, Steve Bloom, and some reggae. For Big Alan Zane, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.